There's a terrible story today reported in the Telegraph, and it's about the death of a young man. And you hope that police will find the people involved. And there are photos of the two men published in the paper today. I would ask people that know these two men to report these two men to police. I hope beyond hope that they were licensed electricians who made a mistake, but it appears perhaps not. Because police are saying via Nick Hansen, a syndicate of unlicensed electricians could be linked to the death of a young tradie and a house fire in a neighbouring suburb. Detectives are so concerned the rogue Sparkies could still be at work providing cheap wiring and unmetered access to the electricity grid. They've warned the public to license check tradespeople. Well, you should do it anyway. They've now released images of the two men wanted for questioning. And there they are. We'll put them on the website as well. They suspect the work of the syndicate was linked to the death of a 24-year-old carpenter, a young man, Luke Bray, who was electrocuted while working in the roof of a Carlton home in February of last year. Paramedics tried to save the poor fella, but he died at the scene. Neighbours were told mains power to the home had been cut before Mr. Bray started work. It's believed illegal wiring kept electricity flowing to the site without his knowledge. You can't believe it, can you? And then a house fire at Bexley. Firefighters arrived to find a single-level home engulfed in fire September last year. Anyway, St George Police Detective Inspector Damien Henry said police wanted to stop members of the community employing unlicensed tradespeople. It was only a short time ago, and it hasn't come out yet. Matt Keane was trying to, you know, do away with some licences. Well, he won't be doing that, obviously. And, you know, and the painters and other tradies, gyprockers and the like will be protected. But, you know, what? So we have anyone doing electrical work or building work. And then you wouldn't have a clue who did what. But thankfully, police have got photos of these two fellas they want to speak to. And I would implore anyone at all, who has knowledge of this to go to police as quickly as they possibly can.